Village of Tannyville.
South is A1.
Okay. Yeah. So South A1, it's kind of a unique little spot there because you're across boundary lines. And
it could very well all be A1. If we did it today, we probably would have made that all A1.
Right.
Okay. Versus isolating out a little section of R1. Yeah. Knowing how our zoning's working and working in Tandy County, that could have very well
been. And especially since there wasn't an established road there rather than a private easement.
Correct. Yeah.
So that's the big issue. The request is for C1. I don't know.
So move to approve order number 2-20-2024-01, amending the request from C1 to A1, making the property go from R1 to A1.
Does that make sense?
This is what we need to do.
We need a new form.
I
need a new order.
Yes.
And so it is going to go just how the commissioner stated.
From R1
to A1. Correct. So I have a motion on the floor for that.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
One question is, what do I do next?
Come make application for a conditional use permit with my office.
That's your office.
For an auction house.
But when are we going to hear?
It'll be April. We're into the April cycle. The March deadline's passed. So get with Amber when we get back down there, probably tomorrow. You can get an application and start filling it out. Now, it'll be specific. You'll need a specific plan, a number of days a week, your hours, et cetera. And that's what they'll approve. It'll be...
Yeah, 4 to 9.
Your second Monday in April.
Yes.
Be second Monday in April at Plains.
Second Monday in April?
Second Monday in April.
Okay. And I'll come down to see y'all, I guess, tomorrow.
Yep. I don't know when we'll get out today.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Sometime.
Hopefully soon.
Lunchtime? Thank you all very much.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We're ready for the next one, Scott. We are ready for RZ2024-004, order number 02-20-2024-02. That was all in favor.
They were for it.
Huh. I thought they were.
No, not one, Jimmy.
I assume they're here for something else.
No.
All right, go ahead, continue.
Okay, order number 02-20-2024-02. So on February the 12th, 2024, the Planning Commission approved a motion recommending that the County Commission approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is 08-7.0-36-000-000-026.000. Located at 1570 Cedar Park, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for RR1 Rural Residential District. So this is at the end of Cedar Park. This is our Cross Creek area right in here. This is where Highway T, where my cursor is moving. Highway T takes off, and then Cedar Park Road takes off to the east.
Is that like T10 or something?
T10. Yeah, correct. T10.
Down there at the bottom.
I think we should make him take his hat off.
Think so?
He's patiently waiting, guys. So the blue is RR1, and that's the request for this parcel. We do have an R2. We have some R1. And, of course, our white's the A1.
What was the blue? I'm sorry.
RR.
Oh, that, okay.
That is RR1.
Yeah,
and that's Cedar Meadows subdivision. So then here's the proposed plat, which will come in after the RR approval, thus the request for the RR. These are 4 and 5 acre lots for that parcel. This is just the proposed, just some photos of the acreage.
Okay.
And I know Todd's anxiously awaiting to get up in front of you.
Representative. How are you, sir?
Good. Todd Chandler with Great River Engineering, representing the applicant for Teton Farms. Yeah, we're just wanting to do a minor subdivision, split up a lot to some much-needed five-acre tracts. I will say that what Scott was showing there with the sketch plan, we're actually going to have to combine one of those lots because in order for it to be a minor subdivision, we can split it, I think, six times.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
seven.
Yeah, and I think Tim.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do is combine one of those or two of the 5 acre lots into make it a 10 acre lot, that's so that way it falls in the 6 acres or six lots.
Six lots.
Yep. Otherwise, it would have to go through the major subdivision process. So, and then RR1, so it's well and septic as well. So they'll each be individual septic systems and well.
Okay.
Yep.
Good, because I knew there wasn't a water system out there
correct.
On the side of the road. So.
And Scott, doesn't Ken have a subdivision right across the road, similar subdivision?
Similar size. And
is he who developed Cedar Meadows?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so,
they
yeah.
do Cedar Meadows,
yeah.
correct.
I mean, it's a very similar.
It's kind of a high-end,
yes.
Yeah.
Large houses.
Yeah, and that's what we anticipate with this well, so. And I have not met with Devin yet, but yeah, I lined it up with the entrance road to the adjacent subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he'll have any issues, but I obviously wanted to get this approved before wasting
sure.
his time, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the neighbors to me that had the concern was that it would remain a high-end subdivision to go like the one across the road.
That's correct, yep.
Yeah, and I talked to a few of them, called me, that live in the Cedar Meadows, and that was their concern,
yeah.
wanted to make sure that it was not going to be
mm-hmm.
MH, more or less.
That their home
yeah.
was protected, that it was
yeah.
similar.
Correct, yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, is there any questions for the petitioner at this time? Is there anyone here to speak in opposition to this project? No, you guys don't want to talk about it? It'd be kind of good if you just got up and said something.
I mean, I could throw something out.
Right.
Everybody's waiting for lunch.
Don't make me laugh. I'll start coughing.
Can we get your own number? You want me to make the motion?
Do you have the right number this time?
I think I do.
Okay.
I turn that other one over.
So I'll close the public hearing on it, and then we'll take a vote. So public hearing's closed, and we'll take a vote on this. Go ahead.
I move to approve order number 02-20-2024-02, zoning from A1 to RR1.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Todd. All right. Our next one is RZ2024-005, order number 02-20-2024-03. It's for E73 Capital LLC.
So on February the 20th, 2024, the Planning Commission approved a motion recommending that the County Commission approve the rezoning request of one parcel number 09-2.0-09-000-002-005.001. Located at 180 Austin Street, Forsyth. The existing property is zoned R1, single family residential. The rezone request is for C2, general commercial district. So here's our 76 bridge at Bull Shoals, heading south towards the Kirbyville area. I've got a highlighted parcel right here. So we have a number of different things. We have C1. The hatched is actually M1. We only have two districts that are higher than the M1. Green is office, mobile home, a little bit of C2, and of course the white's A1.
Sorry.
And zooming in on the parcel, we do have C2 here where the current storage units are, and that's his proposal is to put more storage units on this parcel. So here's our subdivision lots. So part of that subdivision has already been zoned per a Division 3 approval to M1 for the expansion of what was National Enzyme Company. And then these are the other parts of the subdivision. It's lot 15. Here's our proposal. These are more of a, and I'll let the applicant explain. They're a portable type storage building. If you go by the RV spot out by H Highway, the mm-hmm. burnt, he's put some in there, and I assume they're similar to those.
Like mobile pod
yep.
storage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. They're pretty handy looking to me. But here's our existing. So I'm looking on Austin Street back to the east. Our parcel in question, of course, is just off to the left-hand side. Just swinging back to the left to look at the parcel. And then back to the west. And our applicant's here.
Yep. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Morning, everybody. My name is Ethan Ravenkamp. I'm the owner of E73 Capital LLC. We have four storage locations in Taney County, and at this particular one, we've seen a lot of demand at our storage units. So I'm here today to hopefully, you know, rezone that parcel so we can expand and add more portable storage units.
And that's Deerfield on both sides of that, correct? On north and south of that, correct, Scott?
It's what?
Deerfield or NEC
to the north and south of it.
Yeah,
it changes names so much.
I know, yeah.
Yes, this on the north side is...
Which is the manufacturing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, everything you see M1 hatched is part of there. Okay. Well, except for this was a manufacturing and granite countertop company.
And then behind it is A, or is that R, you said?
This is the rest of the subdivision is
where the old castle was?
Yes, that's exactly where it was, right across from the river church.
Yeah, they did have manufacturing there, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They paid for it, too.
Two different companies.
Is there any questions for the applicant on this?
Did you just say across from the river church?
Uh-huh, straight across the street, where the driveway goes up.
Okay.
Yep, right there.
No questions.
Okay. Is there anyone here to speak in opposition to this? Not again, huh? Okay.
Nothing?
I'm trying to get something out of him. Any further discussion with the commission? Ma'am?
No, sir.
Okay. At this time, I'll close the public hearing on this and go to a vote.
Move to approve order number 2-20-2024-03, changing zoning from R1 to C2.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, sir.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
All right, and our final one for the day, final rezone, 2024-006, order number 02-20-2024-04.
So on February the 12th, 2024, the Planning Commission failed to pass a motion that the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 08-3.0-06-000-000-016.002, located at 2404 Victor Church Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezone request is for NR1 single family residential nightly rental district. So now on the right hand side of your screen is Highway 65, Victor Church Road, to the parcel in question is highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. The blue's RR, the yellow's R1, of course the white's A1. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Can you show me again where there's R1 at?
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. That's how are you?
Good.
So my name's Kinshier Zeddy. My address is 244 Victor Church Road. And actually, Scott, if you could, before you do that, can you pull up the zoning again really quickly? that you just had up there.